This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. For years, military dictatorships in Latin America quelled dissent with forced disappearances. In Argentina and Brazil during the 1970s and 1980s, thousands disappeared at the hands of government security forces. For the last decade, right-wing paramilitary groups in Colombia have also used disappearance as a key tactic. Now Colombian investigators are unearthing the remains of citizens who disappeared along Colombia's Atlantic coast. Brian Ellsworth traveled to the town of San Onofre and filed this report.
Colombia's rustic Caribbean coast was the inspiration for the famous novel 100 Years of Solitude, an epic of magic realism in which bizarre and unnatural events became commonplace. The town of San Onofre is only 2 hours by car from the birthplace of novelist Gabriel García Márquez. The town's beautiful tropical environs belie the horror residents say they've been experiencing.
La última vez que lo vi fue el 18 de diciembre que no lo vi más.
63-year-old Beatriz Julio says her son Emilio disappeared 5 years ago. She believes a group of right-wing paramilitaries known as the AUC killed her son and buried him in a nearby ranch called El Palmar. She says he was abducted by AUC operatives who were angry that he had refused to join their ranks. Julio's son may be among the 70 bodies unearthed during a state investigation at the 6,000-acre ranch. The property was commandeered by paramilitary forces over the last 5 years. Based on conversations with local residents, investigators believe over 100 bodies were buried in the lush grassland of this sultry tropical ranch. The investigation represents an unprecedented effort by Colombian authorities to uncover the truth about the disappearances and punish those responsible. The AUC became the de facto governing force in San Onofre during the 1990s through a series of civilian massacres. By 2000, the paramilitaries were effectively running the local government and had extensive influence over the armed forces in the region. Things changed this year when Colombian authorities dealt a blow to the group, arresting key AUC leaders in the region. This led San Onofre residents to break years of silence and tell authorities about what they've endured over the years. Carlos Franco heads the Presidential Human Rights Commission in the bustling capital city of Bogotá.
I believe this case will increase confidence of Colombian citizens and law enforcement agencies, which will allow more people to denounce these types of crimes.
Franco says the government is spending $600,000 to create a database of those who have disappeared. However, he adds that in about half of the cases, investigators find that the missing person isn't dead, just living elsewhere. Others say the case of San Onofre is a tiny part of a much larger problem. Gladys Avila's brother disappeared in 1993. Today she runs a Bogota-based nonprofit agency that represents families of those who've disappeared. She says that a controversial disarmament program that offers amnesty to paramilitary fighters will only boost impunity for those most frequently implicated in disappearances. Avila also says that in many cases the government itself is involved in the disappearances. She adds that government figures usually underestimate the incidence of the problem.
Usually, families of the disappeared are told they will be killed if they denounce the disappearance. This means that most of the time they don't because they are so terrified.
Avila and her staff say they themselves received so many death threats that the agency was outfitted with a bulletproof door and an alarm system. The Colombian government did not offer specific numbers of disappeared, but the UN believes there are at least 6,000 unsolved disappearances. Avila says she is heartened by the San Onofre investigation, but still believes Colombia is littered with mass graves. Many like her fear that San Onofre simply represents the tip of the iceberg. For NPR News, I'm Brian Ellsworth.